Mike Tirico here with some of the 2024 Team USA athletes. What's your message for the team of tomorrow?
To young athletes, never forget why you started doing it in the first place.
You have to pursue something that you're passionate about.
Win, lose, or draw, I'm always going to be the one having a smile on my face.
Finding joy in why you do it keeps you doing it.
Be authentic, be you, and have fun.
Joy is powering Team USA during the Olympic and Paralympic Games. Comcast is proud to be bringing that inspiration home for the team of tomorrow.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
The first phase of a proof of concept for body-worn cameras for An Garda Síochána will take place today. There are plans to deploy 600 cameras across the Dublin, Limerick and Waterford division of the Guards. And for reaction to this, I'm joined now by Liam Herrick, who is the Executive Director for the Irish Council for Civil Liberties. Good morning to you, Liam. First of all, your reaction to these. I'm not sure that I really understand what a proof of concept is, by the way, and I've tried to find out. Can you shed any light on that?
Well, I think that is a question, Kira. Look, we've discussed this on the programme before. The Commission of the Future of Policing in Ireland recommended the introduction of body-worn cameras. The argument is that it would reduce attacks on guards and improve Garda behaviour towards the public. And we probably alone have been a bit sceptical and said we've looked at the evidence in the United States and we think the jury is out as to whether those benefits will actually be delivered. So it's really, if they did what they promised to do, I think everybody would be in favour of them. If they don't deliver those results, then they don't justify the cost and they don't justify the risk to privacy and other rights. Now, that's the starting point. To a large extent, the government has accepted that they need to prove the benefits to justify it. And there was originally a commitment to a pilot project. Okay. Now, a pilot project, in our understanding, would mean you test it in the field. If it works, you go with it. If it doesn't work, you don't go ahead.
Okay.
The language has shifted a bit, as you say, to a proof of concept. And I suppose our concern is that it's now assumed that we're going to roll this out regardless of what the results are. And it's not clear what are the metrics for measuring success. So I think that's the real question.
Okay, so
if it's a proof of concept, how do we know that it's actually working?
Okay, so what are the criteria? I know what you're saying. You're saying that, like, you're not sure that in other jurisdictions that this has body-worn cameras have decreased attacks on police forces or improved police force behaviour. But a couple of things. First of all, maybe it won't do either of those things, but what if it increases convictions, because guards are able to have photographic evidence or video evidence of crimes being committed. So even without those two things, there could be a merit in it. And also, bear in mind, we have an unarmed force. They don't have much standing between them and criminals. There is the obvious argument that this might stop abuse of guards or assaults on guards and might protect guards in some way. Are they not reasonable points?
They definitely are. And again, they are also things that I suppose you can measure. You know, I mean, it's difficult to measure things over a very small study. But in the US, what we've been looking at is larger studies that have looked over longer periods of time, over 10 and 15 years, and haven't seen those types of benefits being proven. The context is significant, too. I mean, in the United States, they introduced body-worn cameras mainly because of the pronounced problem of fatal shootings by police against members of the public. That's a very rare instance in this jurisdiction, where it's obviously a very different context over there.
Yeah.
Now look, we try to be evidence-led, Kira, when we look at issues to do with policing. So, you know, our hands are up here.
You're certainly reserving judgment. And I appreciate that, Liam. And look, thank you very much for joining us on that this morning. I do mean that. And I will put some of your concerns to the Taoiseach, Simon Harris, who will be joining us on the show after 8 o'clock this morning. That is Liam Herrick, their Executive Director for the Irish Council of Civil Liberties.
News Talk Breakfast with Kira Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.